Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
How are you?
Good. Are you sick again?
No, I'm not sick. I've just been having some issues. I'm not actually sick. How long is it?
I don't see nothing wrong with that call.
Okay, that's all we're going to discuss.
That's what I would like to know. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to discuss that.
Hold on a second. I got to get this link up. Coffee link.
Okay.
I got to get my Sticky.io up because some way I keep forgetting my, what you call it, thing. That's a TH quality, isn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hang on. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me get my links up here.
Okay.
I feel like death today.
Why? You've been on vacation?
No, I got third-degree burn.
Oh, you was in the sun too long.
I don't know what happened, but I wasn't even in the sun for, like, normally I get, like, really tan, and then, like, I'll get burnt, then it goes tan. But no, I have blisters on my shoulder as big as a half a dollar. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't even move. I can't find my. I have it. The link's pulled up. Hold on. Oh. TH quality. Will it be under JB? No.
You should be able to post the link and then log in and then post the link again. The URL and the login and should pull up the account. But it's not that you didn't do anything bad on the account.
No, I didn't.
That's what I was discussing.
I didn't. Hold on a second. Do you know my password?
No, Brittany.
What's my username?
To what?
To the Sticky.io.
Should be B-Perry. I mean, that's what you normally log in with, right?
Yeah, what is it? Okay, I know it now. Capital B, Perry, 123, I think. Nope, invalid. Oh my gosh. I don't know it, but anyways, if I didn't do nothing bad on the account, then I'll just listen.
No, I mean, I just put the account there. There's nothing where it should have been capital B, Perry, at ASK, and then you type in B, Perry, at 123.
Let me try that. B, Perry. Is it a capital B? Perry.
Yes, your username.
Is it B Perry at 123? It's my password.
The username is B capital B Perry at ASK. And the password should be, I guess, regular B Perry at 123.
I got it.
Okay. I just sent the account to you, but it's nothing that you did on the account, but I just sent it to you anyway. Okay, so this is what's going on in this account. So this was sent over to me because you handled this call as a fraud call. It's about how the way that you handle the call. Now, for the call, when you're doing fraud calls, I just want to make sure that you're understanding. So each call that you do get for fraud, this is something that you need to make sure that you're going over. So each time that you get a fraud call, as a supervisor, it is required to let them know that you go over the terms and conditions, which you didn't do that on the call. What you fail to ask is the customer if they have completed a survey. And, you know, when we say a survey, you know, we name a couple stores. I'm a survey for Walmart, Amazon, Costco, those type of things to remind the customer, hey, I remember doing that, and the shipping charge for the 727.
Hold on, let me make me a note. So, ask if they done a survey?
Yes, you have to ask someone if they did a survey. Even on your, you know, regular calls, or before you transfer them to fraud, well, ma'am, are you saying that you didn't do the survey, which caused you to get the free trial to choose, and you chose whatever, the watch or the purse? So the call was sent over because, you know, as a supervisor fraud, you want to make sure that you're asking them, you know, do you recall doing a survey? And those are a couple of stores that you could name when you are doing it. Also, what happened on the call that you failed to track the package to see did he even receive any shipments on the call? You never did that as well.
I didn't what?
Track the tracking number to see did he receive any of the shipments, because he kept saying he didn't get anything. He's being billed for 2 months for those products. He didn't receive anything. He didn't order it or nothing, but you failed to track the package to see was anything being delivered to him.
That's weird. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Why wasn't it shipped out to him?
I don't know. See, and that's what you could have. Did you take the charge? Did you see? Because that's what you're supposed to do when you're taking the call.
I see what it is. He called in on the 23rd of May, and it didn't. It canceled at the ship station, so it didn't go all the way through.
Okay. So anytime that you're doing fraud calls and see quality, make sure that you are offering. You know, sir, what did you do a survey? That's what they normally do, a survey to get these offers. And I want to say, you know, in my case, what I tell them, well, sir, are you saying that you did not do a survey for either Costco, Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon by completing that survey that led you to have a free trial offer for you to choose from, either from a watch or a purse or something? It looks like you chose the purse and paid the $727. Are you saying that you did not do that or recall doing anything like that? You also want to make sure that you're checking the tracking number, because there's already limited information on TH Quality to kind of check and see to verify if it's fraud or not. So those are the things that they want to make sure that you are verifying on the call before you go into, you know, your fraud protocol, because you did do that with sir. Do you want to do it as fraud? He denied that. Well, you know, you did right with sir as a courtesy. We're going to offer you $49 credit. That's right. But you just forgot to, you know, advise on the survey and then to try to go back and check the package to see whether it was delivered or not. So it's nothing dealing with the account. The account is fine. It's just when you have the fraud protocol, those are things and protocols that you want to make sure that you're accessing on TH Quality. Is did they complete a survey for either Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon, and to pay the $727, and also make sure that you're tracking the package to see whether it's delivered or not.
Yes, ma'am.
Other than that, that was the only thing. Other than that, like I said, you've been doing really great. No issues. They QA'd you last week when you're at 100 QA for that. I know you're
I don't know. I don't know where they came up with 14 QAs, but hey,
know,
whatever,
right?
Whatever floats their boat, let them go with it.
I said, look at Brandy. I said 14 QAs. Oh,
that's
God.
What I was going to ask you about. That's what I was going to ask you about. Because I looked at my, because, you know, I only worked like one day last week because Thursday, my back was hurting, and like my pain in my back was so bad, like I was puking, like I couldn't even work. But anyways, you know, I only worked 8 hours last week plus the holiday pay, and they QA'd me 14 times, and I only got $10 off of that.
Because some of those QAs could be from the previous week, and that's what they probably did. A lot of those calls came from, because like you said, you only work 2 days or whatever, so all those calls are covered that week, because you didn't hardly work during the week. So what they did is probably when they pulled calls from previous week that you did work, and that's what you got QA'd on. And because, you know, right now the call flow is kind of slow, so you're not taking as many calls as you normally would take during the week, like you would normally do. So they're probably going back the week before, diving into calls this week, you know, to get QAs for you. So that's probably what they actually did in this case. But just going forward, you know, anytime that you're having a fraud call, make sure that you are, you know, asking that question about did you complete a survey for those stores, and, you know, make sure that you are tracking the package to see whether, sir, I saw that this was delivered, you know, the watch or the purse was delivered to you on 4/23. You know, are you saying that you did not receive the watch and things like that? I did go into your protocol. You did that. Instantly, everything was great. Just, you know, you want to make sure that you're advising this was done by the survey, because they don't recall, you know, doing it if you don't see. But so you did a survey to get the free trial offer. So make sure that you are going into a little bit more detail with that when you are doing your 4-hour calls. But other than that, everything sounded really great. The tone, you broke it down to him, explained it. Asked that he wanted to do fraud. He was a little hesitant about that. You did offer back a refund, courtesy refund, due to the fact he didn't want to follow the fraud claim. Everything was checked on that. Just make sure that you ask them about the survey and also checking the package as well. Okay?
Okay. Have you listened to me any today?
Not yet. No, because really, honestly, I don't really have to, but I am. I've just been listening to other new agents I have on my team. I'll make sure they know what they need to do. You're the only consistent with what you do. I don't really have any issues with you on your calls and things like that. So, you know, I don't really have to, but I'm going to. I just haven't gotten to you yet. That's what you're asking, you know. I haven't done it. You're like the last one on my list because, you know, when you just start coming back and things like that, you're really good at what you do. So I don't really have to have you at the top of the list. I have new agents on my team. I want to make sure they're doing what they need to do. On calls and things like that, it needs a little bit more attention. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Has any
other
of my,
like I said,
you know, a couple of my write ups are about to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad when they all drop off, I can start a clean slave.
I'm gonna say slave, really. Okay. Right, and I wouldn't let that get to me. Like I said, you're doing really great and things like that. So I wouldn't let that get to me. But other than that, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. What I do is send you a follow-up email. And the manager saying that we discussed it. So going forward, you know, to make sure that you're offering, ask about the survey and make sure you ask about the tracking number. Other than that, that's it, Brittany. I have to actually go because I have other agents. You know, like I said, new agents have to get back with, but I kind of wanted to grab you since you were here today and speak to you about that. But like I said, you're doing really great. Keep up the good work. I don't have any complaints or anything like that. You're doing good with Penguin, Max. Everything is looking really great for you.
Yeah, she's not QAing me on Penguin.
Not yet, because you're doing really great right now. But if you know, you don't have a shoes, but she's great.
But if I slip, I slip up, she's gonna go back QAing me again.
Yes, I advise you to keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you come back to Brittany. Like I said, I'll send you a follow-up email. Just make sure you sign off on that. Just saying that we discussed that, and that's it, Brittany. Well, I hope you feel better, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.